Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There is a big birthday being celebrated this year in Sacramento. Grant Union High School has been a community stronghold in Del Paso Heights since its establishment in 1932. It's the third oldest school in Sacramento after Sac High and Christian Brothers. In addition to the school's famous championship football and basketball programs, there's a lot of other things Grant High is known for, including a very special musical instrument, its unique aircraft engineering classes, an internationally acclaimed drumline, and a community swimming pool, among many other things. All of that history is carefully preserved in the Alumni Association's museum, and as the school celebrates its 90th anniversary this year, 90, alumni are reflecting on why they consider themselves Pacers for life. Cap Radio's Sacramento Communities reporter, Janelle Salonga, joins us today to talk about the school, its history, and the people keeping it alive. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Vicky. Glad to be here.
Happy to have you. So Grant High is one of Sacramento's oldest high schools, and it was actually founded the early 1930s when the Great Depression was just in full swing. How did the school get established despite these historic hardships?
Well, it started with $60, actually.
Wow.
According to alumni who say Grant's first superintendent and principal, Colonel William Rutherford, borrowed the money to pay for a new suit and shoes to canvass North Sacramento for votes. He heard that voters were willing to support, you know, $150,000 to build the new school. And so on September 12th, 1932, Grant opened. And Grant actually also received Public Works Administration funding through the New Deal. So people were actually put to work during the Depression through the Works Progress Administration to build the community's pool, football stadium, and, you know, the school's first buildings.
That is just fascinating to learn about the high school as an artifact of the New Deal. Where did the school's name come from?
So the current Alumni Association president, Calvin Lee, says Grant's name comes from two sources.
The grant recognizes the Rancho Del Paso land grant. The union is recognition of the six elementary school systems that created Grant High School.
And that land grant is actually what put the Del Paso in Del Paso Heights.
The term Rancho Del Paso, Del Paso translates to the passage. That particular property area was the passageway, the gateway to the city of Sacramento. If you were coming from the east, you would come through that area to get to Sacramento. You'd cross the river. So Del Paso means the way, the old passage. So it is the gateway to Sacramento. Del Paso Heights, for many of us, is the gateway to prosperity, education, Grant Union High School.
All right. So Del Paso Heights and Grant High are pretty inseparable. But what about the relationship between the community and the high school?
Well, I mean, to talk about Grant is really to talk about Del Paso Heights and vice versa. And that kind of happened through, you know, a lot of these community amenities. Grant's swimming pool is open to the public, so everybody would hang out there during summer. And the school's old wood shop used to be open to the community during non-school hours. And actually, when World War II happened, a lot of people came to Del Paso Heights because of McClellan Air Force Base offering work. And so Grant had a branch called Grant Technical School that opened in 1941 and later became American River College. And so while it was open as Grant Technical School, students could learn aircraft engineering there. And Johnny Machanga describes what it was like taking some of those classes.
This aircraft was here, parked right outside. The kids would work on aircraft engines. You could drive down Arcade, Dry Creek Road and take off and come back. We had our own little landing field.
Yeah, you just laid out ingredients that really created a strong bond between the community and the high school, and a lot of pride from a community pool to a wood shop that's open to the community during non-school hours. But that aircraft engineering school is pretty unique.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Grant was one of the few, you know, one of the handful of schools in the country that was selected for that program. And, you know, also one of the few places in the nation that was a Women's Army Auxiliary Corps training site during the war.
Wow. How else did the war shape Grant Union High School?
Actually, the war changed the school colors. So in 1942, Grant had to switch from, you know, sporting purple and gold during school events to blue and gold, which are their colors today, because purple dye was so much harder to get during the war. And in 1955, because of, you know, all those people who came to Del Paso Heights to work at the Air Force Base, you know, having the post-war baby boom,
the boomers.
Grant actually split off. Exactly. Grant actually split off into two high schools. So there was Grant and there was Norte Del Rio. And Norte became Grant's biggest athletic rival during the time it was open. And athletics, you know, as you mentioned, the championship football, basketball, baseball programs, they're a huge contributor in tying the community and school together, especially the annual Norte Grant football game.
Oh, I imagine that that high school rivalry was pretty epic. What did you learn about those games?
Yeah, so, I mean, those games were, you know, an annual matchup that happened every year until Norte became what is now Martin Luther King Jr. High. In junior high in 1982 on Thanksgiving. And so because they happened on Thanksgiving, the community called them turkey games. And so because Norte didn't have a football field, they actually shared Grant's during football season. And during the turkey games, Grant and Norte would alternate being the home team and the visitor team. So here's Kelvin again reminiscing about the effect the games had on the community.
That was the year. That was the whole season. You win that game or you lose that game. You live and die by that particular game at the end of the year, because you carry that on. That's the last game. You'll have to carry it to the next year. So yes, there was a lot of talk about that. A lot of trash talking going on. This was Thanksgiving, and this is what you did. There's just no other way to say it. Couldn't talk about Thanksgiving in our community without talking about the game.
It must have been quite the experience to take in one of those games.
Yeah, definitely. I would have loved to hear some of that trash talking.
Right.
And actually, when Norte closed, the Pacers had a winning career record against the Dons. So 17 wins to 11 losses and one tie.
You know, a lot of times we hear about Grant's athletic programs, the Pacers football mm-hmm. team, 2008 state champions. That's huge. Just last year, the boys basketball team won a section title for the first time in like over 20 years. But sports teams aren't the only things that's really special about this school. Grant High has a long history in supporting drama and the arts. It also has a very special instrument on its grounds, right?
Yeah, and this was also something that was really cool to me. I had no idea about this before I started, you know, digging into the story, but it's called the Wurlitzer organ. So it's actually it's a theater organ made up of parts from other theater organs in Reno, Reading, and San Francisco. And so Grant is one of the four schools in California with a theater organ, and all the rest are in SoCal. The first organ player to hold a recital with the instrument actually was George Wright, who later became, you know, world famous organist.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about my high school. I mean, this is a pretty detailed history of Grant High, especially for it being like 90 years old this year. How were mm-hmm. you able to find out so much information and history about the school?
Yeah, so that's really all thanks to the Grant Union High School Alumni Association. And they all, you know, our group of alumni who work to maintain the Alumni Museum on the school's campus. And of course, you know, there's so many other alumni out there who are willing to share their stories about the school and, you know, their experience with it. And so generations of families actually have attended Grant. And, you know, I mean, that's 90 years. And that generational tie is another big reason why the school is so intertwined with the community. So I talked to alum Rhonda Baber, who graduated in 1970, and she actually traced out how many of her family members went to Grant.
My family has been a mainstay here in the 65th anniversary here at Grant High School. So, you know, it's 90 now, but I did the schematic, and my grandmother's children, out of her children and grandchildren, 25 of us came and graduated from Grant High School.
And Doris Norris, another alum who attended Grant with most of her siblings, moved away from Del Paso Heights to nearby Citrus Heights. But she says she always comes back to the community because it's like a village and like an extended family. She's also on the board of the Alumni Association and says she really wants to see more younger alumni get involved, especially because she wants them to have the experience of seeing a history they're directly connected to.
We got to get some younger people or we're going to, you know, it's going to fizzle up. So that's why we're trying to, you know, get them to see the benefit of it and just the experience of, I mean, when people come out here, they can't believe that, you know, when I came up in here, I didn't realize they had all the pictures. Like when Grant Avenue, when I came out here, Grant Avenue was a street, you know, a paved street. But I came in here and saw pictures. I was like, it was a dirt road, okay? You know? I'm like, look at that. It was country, okay?
I know so much has changed. I'm just still hanging on Rhonda saying that 25 of her family members, they graduated from Grant High School. That's just incredible. And just the generations that are embedded in that high school. What are the upcoming celebrations for the 90th anniversary?
So there will be, you know, a number of events where the Alumni Association is hoping to make an appearance. So that includes homecoming and, you know, obviously not taking away from the event itself, but also the annual theater organ concert in November. But the really big event is going to be at the Grant Open House in April 2023, which the association is really hoping will be a community celebration.
I am sure generations will come and celebrate Grant High. It's a great opportunity to get together. Janelle Salonga is Cap Radio Sacramento Communities reporter. Thanks so much, Janelle.
Thanks, Vicki. Yeah, great to be here.
I learned a lot today. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.